I do want to start, though, by providing a little background, because there's so much more to the story today than just a hotel and just our vision for the future. And I am going to start with our event center project. As all of you know, back in November of 2011 already, some 2.5 years ago, the citizens overwhelmingly voted to move forward into the future with a new multi-million dollar 12,000 seat event center that we now know as a Denny Sanford Premier Center. We also know now that it will be built ahead of schedule and under budget. We've generated more than $35 million so far in private revenue agreements to support the future operations of not only the new event center, but the Sioux Falls Convention Center and the Sioux Falls Arena. We signed one of the richest naming rights deals in the history for a market our size and a facility like this anywhere in the U.S. We sold out our entire inventory of luxury suites in 3 days. We sold our entire inventory of loge boxes in 29 minutes. Our local economy could not be stronger. It is the envy of nearly every city across America. Last year, as again all of you know, we smashed the all-time building permit record for construction in Sioux Falls. A portion of that record was 6 new hotels, which added more than 500 rooms to our local market to support economic development, tourism, and these facilities that we're talking about here today. And today, that trend continues. Today, yet another success story to report and share with you and the public. Late last year, we issued an RFP, or request for proposals, for hotel redevelopment, specifically at the Elmwood Golf Course site. We were looking for a hotel development partner, someone just like Fairway Suites. Today, we're back to announce that we found that partner, we believe. The evaluation committee that was put in place to review those proposals did review the proposal from Fairway Suites, and we are now today taking the formal step of making an award of their proposal and moving forward with the next steps of this project. Now, Brian's going to come up in a moment and touch on some of the details of today's announcement and this specific hotel project, but I do want to hit just the highlights real quick to summarize this, and then Brian will go into some more detail. We expect this hotel and this development to have approximately 100 to 120 rooms. It will be a four-level hotel. It will very likely be an extended stay hotel. An extended stay model is really, it's a hotel made up of suites, essentially, larger rooms, multiple rooms in some cases, kitchenettes and so forth, so you can be comfortable staying there for days, weeks, or even months. This project likely will be in the range of $10 to $12 million. Now, the final terms are yet to be negotiated. That's something we'll start working on next, but we do know this much. There will be a revenue sharing component, which is very unique for this area, but there will be a revenue sharing component. So the more profitable and the more successful this hotel, those dollars will stay on site and go directly, a portion of those dollars will stay on site and go directly to enhancing Elmwood Golf Course. It's already a championship golf course, but it's going to be even better. And of course, as you know, there's $4 million plus in improvements being made, and Don will touch on that. A couple other things that are important. There is an offer of a significant lump sum payment up front in addition to the revenue sharing. Those dollars will largely be at the city's discretion, the Golf Course Advisory Board, the Parks and Recreation Board, the City Council, and all of us to decide what is the best way to use those dollars on the front end of this project to enhance Elmwood Golf Course even more and to make it tie in seamlessly with this project and enhance the user experience. Then secondly, a smaller additional amount of money, a lump sum amount, has also been offered to assist with any project-related impacts. And I'll just give you one small example, and it may be the only one, and that is the maintenance. There's a small maintenance facility, as many of you who are familiar with Elmwood Golf Course, and you can see it on the site plan here and in the back, there's a small maintenance facility that will need to be moved to accommodate this project, and the development team has offered to assist financially and otherwise with that. So we're very excited about not only this potential development for the golf course for Elmwood, but also, of course, for this larger area that you know we are now calling the Sioux Falls Sports and Entertainment District. and because we know it will be a catalyst for future development. Speaking of